What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 380 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And also, we have our intern, Scott. Say hello, Scott. Say hello to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
That's Scott. He's our intern. He's back. He's joining us for another episode. And you know what? You're going to hear him on some future episodes as well. And we are going to be doing a little movie from 2018. This is to wrap up our monster movie month. And this is not horror monster movies. These are big... giant things, destruction monsters that we've been watching all month. And we're doing it with a movie called Rampage. Now, a little fun fact about Rampage, came out in 2018, directed by Brad Peyton, who, if you don't know who that is, Alex, he directed a movie we've reviewed here and we liked, also starring The Rock, called San Andreas. So, director of San Andreas and Rampage. And also, this movie is the one I saw in that Screen X thing with the screens on the walls, and it was weird. We're going to be doing this movie. Before we do, let me go ahead and give you some Rotten Tomato scores. And these are kind of interesting. I'm surprised with one of them, not surprised with the other. So, this has a 51%. Critic score. So half and half. That's the one I'm not surprised about. I'm not surprised about a 51 from the critics. However, the audience score for this movie is a 72. So
wow.
It seems like a lot of people enjoyed the destruction and they enjoyed The Rock. They liked what they saw. Now, do you guys find these numbers surprising, Scott?
No, I do not find these surprising. Well, no. I take that back. I take the critic score. I do find surprising for a movie like this. I thought it'd be much lower.
Oh, even lower. Oh, okay. So a little surprising. Alex, what do you think?
I agree with Scott. I thought for this type of film, I thought the audience would be, I mean, the critics would be a little bit lower. The audience, I had spot on. There's no way I thought it was going to be more 80s around there. But 72, I'm still okay with it.
A little bit on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. All right, let's get into it because I am interested to talk about this movie. I don't think I think we're going to get through this quick because honestly, there's not a lot to say about this movie, but we're going to give you our take on everything. Let's start off with our lead character. He's The Rock. Any movie he plays in, he's just The Rock, but his name in this is Davis Okoye. He got a crazy name like that. Scott, what did you think of our man, Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I gave him a 3. He's good. I liked him. I liked his character. But like you said, when we first started this thing, there's not going to be a lot to say about this movie. He ain't got no backstory. He's just fun to watch on screen, just like he is in pretty much all of his other action movies that came out. So, I mean, he's fun, entertaining, has that little bit of humor in there. The Rock puts the asses in the seats. Okay. But yeah, it is a 3.
Okay. Fair enough. A 3. Alex, what do you got?
All right. So this is the first time you're watching this movie.
Oh, first
Never
time
Never seen
watch.
This movie at all. I didn't even know this Me was too. A video game adaptation.
A double first time watch? Oh, wow. Oh, I'm the only one who's seen it. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, so I didn't know this was a video game. I had to do some research here, and I was like, whoa. So I will say some stuff here, okay? The Rock. He was good. I ain't gonna lie. The Rock was actually real good, and I think he does very well when his characters that don't need backstory, right? Mm-hmm. San Andreas, he was amazing that, right? We all know he was a dad. He was a firefighter or whatever. I forgot he was a rescue helicopter rescuer. But he had tragedy because it goes throughout the movie. He talks about it and stuff. And you see his acting got way better. And then he got a hot other daughter with blue eyes. Yes. So you're like, okay, great. He has good genetics because his daughters are hot. So I was like, all right, now Rampage, right? I'm going, man, is he going to have a backstory? No. I said, this is really good. All I know, he's a monkeyologist. And I say, yes! I think I love it, right?
He's a monkeyologist,
right?
He's a primatologist, not a...
He's a primatologist.
Oh, man. All right, no, I mean, it works. It works.
You already know what he is, right? So I'm like, yo, I'm like, this dude knows about monkeys. And I was like, that is dope. And he's a gorilla, right? I like George. George had more personality than half of the other characters in this damn movie. And I loved it. Because I'm going to put George in here because he's not the villain. He's a hero. He's a lead character. So I had to put him together with The Rock because they joined forces, right? Right. And I love the personality. Him and the monkey have a relationship. And it reminded me of Congo with Ernie Hudson. And I was like, wow, this is pretty good. Remember when he had to do the sign language with the thing? And I was like, we might cover it on the podcast.
Amy?
Amy? Yeah, Amy the gorilla. Remember that, Joy? Yeah. We're going to cover it. But anyway,
yeah.
I was like, yo, this movie had me on the ropes, on the strings. It had me on the string. I gave it a 5. I did. I like George. I like George. I like The Rock. I felt the chemistry between the two. And I felt, you know what? I was like, not many movies that the character and the CGI monkey have a lot of relationships. And I thought they worked very well. And I like The Rock in this. He had heart, action guy. It worked for me.
So, okay, yeah, so we've already established here on AMG that I, out of me and Alex, although I think Alex is starting to come around, but out of me and Alex, I'm The Rock fan. I love The Rock. I like his movies. I've seen them all. I don't care. And Alex is starting to come around because every time we do one of his movies, he ends up kind of liking it. So all I'm saying is maybe he's working his way towards my side of the table. But anyway, I agree with everything you guys said. I like him in this. I like him in everything. He got the one-liners, you know, he talks trash. I like when he beats up those cops. That's straight out of WWE. He's like, I'm going to knock you out and I'm going to choke you out and you're going to piss your pants in front of this lady. And you don't want to do that. And then he does it. He's like, that's a big arm. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was funny. Yeah. I liked it. So I like him. He's wearing tan all the time. My cousin Brad pointed out every movie he's in, he wears tan at some point. It just looks
pops out his color.
Just like it matches his skin. He just looks like he's topless all the time. But he's not topless in this movie. So respect for that. He kept his clothes on. But there's nothing here as far as like his characteristics is. He knows how to do sign language with monkeys or gorillas. He works at the San Diego Zoo. That's it. He doesn't like people. They established that. That hot chick asked him on a date. He says no. I'm like, what the heck? So not much.
And he's in the army, remember? Because he stopped the guy's porching animals.
Because he explains that. So you get that. Okay, that's his backstory is. Was in the military, now is a monkey guy.
He's a monkey
guy. Monkey guy, not a monkey. No. He's a primatologist. George, I love. George, first of all, the CGI in this movie is great. He looks, especially in the beginning, I watched this in 4K. I do have the 4K disc. He looks real, like a real gorilla. Honestly, I love that he gives him the finger. That's hilarious. That so funny. And then he does it again. Like you give him, and he does it again. He gives him the finger. Hilarious. Like it's funny. I did think some of the humor worked, but I'm as far as our scores, I fall in the line of Scott. I give him a 3 because it just like he's just guy who hangs out with monkeys. But I like him in the role. Don't get me wrong. So this is not like a performance thing. It's just like there's not much on the paper. But I love that you gave him a 5. I do love George. You know what? If I factor George in, I'd give him a 4. I'll go a 4. I'll go right.
Well, think about it. Yeah. At the end, he played dead, and then he said, "No, you did not play dead." He had the argument.
All right, just for that, I'm gonna give him a 4. I'm gonna increase my score by 1. Okay, so 4 for the leads for me. I'll go right in the middle. 2 points each. How about that? We'll give him 2 points each. All right, let's get to our main villains. Who now, similar to like the Godzilla movies, we have human villains from this corporation, and then we also have the monsters themselves, the wolf and the alligator. Alex, what did you think?
Well, for the humans, I give it a 2. They were kind of useless. I'll say this, though. So I had to rent this movie. I didn't own it. They were not showing it in any of the streaming platforms. So I was like, holy hell. So when the movie started, I swore I thought I brought the wrong movie. Because I literally thought this was a space fucking movie. Because it was like in space and attacking rats. And I was like, what is this movie? I was going to text you, but you working? I was like, shit, I don't have a line with Nate. Because he's working with Peacock right now. I was like, what the hell am I watching? So I was like, what is this? So then I had to continue watching and said, oh, is the gas lands on. Okay, so cool. But the humans, I like the girl villain. She reminded me a little bit of Lex Luthor's sister in Supergirl. Like she was like that hothead type thing.
Malin Ackerman is the
actor. Yeah, she was okay. She was okay, but the character was really strong. Her brother was annoying. He was like, oh my God, they're going to come from all our files. What am I going to do? And I was just like, he's so whack. Like, I didn't like him much. Even at the end when he's running around with the rat, Jeffrey D. Morgan was like, give me the rat and give me the laptop and you're good to go. But yeah, I didn't like them as much. So I gave them a 2 for the story. But the other 3 goes to the freaking, to those big wolf, the crocodile, and even Angry George, I will say on this. Because he's kind of angry.
He's bad for a little bit.
He's bad. He's bad. He doesn't go. So even the monkey gets a little, you know. I thought they were really good. I thought they were really, really, really good. And I was very shocked. When you said that the director did San Andreas, it feels like San Andreas. Like the shots, very wide on all the action. I loved it. Like, I felt like I was there. And I was like, this is actually pretty cool. The crocodile is the best one. I thought the wolf was cool, too. But they killed him off pretty quick because he was kind of strong with the bat wings and everything.
I
was
like,
yeah, I was like, there's no way in hell they could kill this thing. They'll have to use the other animal to kill this one. So I was like, okay, cool. But I did like it. I thought it, at the end of everything, the villains were very well. In terms of the animal aspect, they were really good. And the size. And again, this is something me and you talked about with the Godzilla films and everything, how they used the, whatever the director was, that he used the size and you get to see how big it is. I felt that what in this. Like, we felt like the wolf was big.
The scale. The Adam
the
Wine,
scale.
Like, making him
feel. Yeah. Fit. So I felt it. So I was like, okay, cool. So with that, I gave it a 5. 2 for the humans, 3 for the monsters. So that was my 5.
In there with a 5. All right, Scott, what do you got?
So for the villains, I gave them a total of a 4.
Oh.
I gave a 1 to the humans because they're so fucking generic. They suck so bad. The only thing that they were good at is the dude looks like a douchebag that I would poop in his toilet and not flush. The monsters, though, they were super dope. So I gave them a 3. So you break it down, it's a 4. I mean, the villains were, I mean, as far as animal-wise, Alex said everything. The villains were fucking animal-wise. They were dope.
Gas was shooting around at different spots.
I was like, oh shit, yeah, we're going to get a wolf. And then it shot to another one. I was like, oh shit, we're going to get a crocodile. But yeah, I gave it a 4.
All right. Okay. So in the game Rampage, which this is based on, but not real. I mean, that game, the fact that they were able to turn that game into a movie at all is kind of weird because it's an arcade game where you control a big monster and you destroy cities and eat people. Mm. And they do have a giant wolf. They have a giant, what looks like a lizard. So here they went with an alligator instead. And then they have a big gorilla. So they tried to stick with the, you know, the original characters. And I think their names are actually George. And then the other ones are like Lizzie and something else. But in this, they don't. It's like Lizzie is the lizard one. And I forget the wolf. Anyway, the humans. Malin Ackerman, hot. Always thought she was hot. I love her. She's hot in every movie she's in. She's gorgeous. Even she got a big forehead, but I don't care. I like her. The brother, very annoying, but her. Okay, I know I just left it at hot. She's okay. She's that typical corporate, they're only worried about money. They don't care if all these people die. She sends out a beacon from this like radio signal that attracts them so that the military can kill them so that they can get a sample so that they can sell it for money for like weapons of mass destruction and crap. Very generic, very regular. The creatures, however, are cool. I love the design. I do think it's, well, George grows and he gets like a 6-pack. He gets like stronger, but he looks the same. The wolf gets freaking spikes and wings, and the alligator gets extra spikes and like I'm like, why didn't George get any extra cool stuff besides a 6-pack? But whatever, I digress.
Well, I think she said that each of those things had like different strands of different animals.
Yeah, but what the heck did George get? He didn't get none of the benefits.
But I think he had speed. He got speed, super strength from some animal. I forgot what it was, she said.
I just think it would have been cool if they gave him a look, like something extra.
Cooler.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, like maybe he got a freaking rhino horn or something on his head.
Gorilla rhino horn.
Something. Give him a boy something. You know, he looks the same, just bigger. But anyway, the freaking wolf is sick. I don't care. When he runs away and then jumps through the building and then puts its little wings out to like fly at him, I think it's such a cool shot. And the alligator chomps on him and bites his head off. Also a cool shot. So on the whole, I gave the villains a 4, but that's mostly because the human villains suck and the animal ones are awesome. And you also get Joe Manganiello in this, who gets killed. He seemed like he was going to be some cool like tracker military guy. On the first mission he goes on, eaten, dies, gets eaten by the wolf. Okay scene, but you know, wish he didn't die. So anyway, 4. Action scenes, Scott.
All right, action scenes, I give it a 4. Now, this movie is action-packed. Do not get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. But the only problem I have, well, there's two problems I have with it. One is PG-13. I wanted more gore, and I wanted to see, like, when people are getting torn in half, the camera kind of gets out of the shot and stuff. I want to see more. I wanted to be R. And then the second thing is some of the action is too fucking convenient. Like, The Rock, at 3 different times, I believe, this man looks around for something to do, and he's like, a helicopter. And then he's just like, there's another helicopter. There's a grenade launcher. Like, he's just like, it's too convenient sometimes. It was ridiculous, but it was 4. It was pretty good amount of destruction and action for Bubba.
The Rock gets what The Rock needs, okay? He doesn't have to look far. Okay, he's
a tan suit and a grenade launcher.
All right, a 4 for Scott. Alex, what do you have in the action department?
I gave it a 5. But I do agree with Scott, though, because I was like, damn, I was like, this dude is looking around. And it was like a video game, though, right? Like, you know, when you like you're picking up weapons from people dropping shit. That's what I felt like.
Picking up.
But I totally agree with Scott, because he was like, his George is getting his ass beat and he just looks around and is like, miraculously, the helicopter is pointing at the alligator. And I was just like, oh, OK, it's not going to fly, but he's going to shoot everything at it. Sounds like it is what it is. But I did enjoy it for what it was. I mean, I thought it was good action. I thought it was really, like, I was shocked because, again, I'd never seen this movie. But I was so shocked on how great the action sequences were. Chicago got destroyed, like, really destroyed. Loved it. I love the scene that they're climbing up the freaking the building. I thought that was so creative. Like, even the alligator is going through the pillars, like going up to the other side of the building to climb up. Then the wolf is like jumping building to building to go up. Then George is a straight gorilla-ing going up. And I was like, this is actually really pretty good. I was like, this is cool. I like the plane scene. I thought that was really good with George angry because the beacon was going off. I thought that was really well done. A little far-fetched for me with Jeffrey D. Morgan, but I was like, it is what it is. But I thought the sequence was really cool. It reminded me of The Mummy with Tom Cruise, that whole sequence. So I thought that was all right. There was a lot of good, like, memorable, like, even though when George got big for the first time and he gets angry, he was like, oh, he's hungry. Can someone get this guy food now, please? And then he starts getting really mad. And I was just like, oh, man, I thought it was pretty good. And then the helicopter shot him up and he drops down. So I thought all in all, this guy directed it really well. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I do think Brad Peyton does a good job with spectacle. Honestly, like, San Andreas looked great. The action scenes, I think the action scenes in this are, they look really good. My only gripe, and the reason I gave it a 4, is that all of the real big action is save for the third act. It's all in the last 30 minutes. The movie's only an hour 40, which was, or about hour 45, which was smart. That's the perfect runtime for this. It don't need to be 2 hours. You know, like, there's not a lot going on anyway. I like the plane scene as well that Alex was mentioning. I thought it was well done. You get like this crashing plane, which it seems like that was in every movie for like 5 years. There was like a scene where there was a plane going down and people were doing stuff in it. Even this year, the freaking Bad Boys movie, there's a scene like this. Like, it's like the most common thing is like crashing plane, action scene. But anyway, this one was pretty fun. Rock's trying to get parachutes. George is just freaking out, and then he gets knocked out, and then he wakes up, and he's like, oh, you think you're getting off this plane? So I do like it. I thought it was fun. I love the way it looks when it crashes, actually. Like, I thought the CGI in this movie is really good, in my opinion. And then all the destruction of Chicago at the end is fun. I like the way the building goes down. The whole helicopter thing's like, we're going to ride it. We're not going to really fly. We're just going to kind of... I get it from a physics... that might work. I don't know. You know, like, probably they would die, but it's a movie. At least it has some lot... Like, he explained how it might work. So I was like, okay, you know, that's dumb, but I'll go with it. So yes, I gave it a 4. If there was more, and we also have just like watched Pacific Rim before this, and we watched all these Godzilla and like those have so much action. And then this one has good action, but like a lot of non-action too. A lot of just people walking around, talking, figuring stuff. Jeffrey Dean Morgan talking like a weird cowboy for some reason. And I like him, but like, why is he talking like this the whole movie?
Everything he says sounds like he's trying to talk in some kind of poem. My daddy used to say, we gotta stick together if we're assholes, or whatever he says, something like that. Like, what is this character?
You know, it's funny. It's like, I feel like ever since he became famous for Negan, Every character is fucking Negan.
Yeah, this is good Negan. He's like good guy Negan in this.
Yeah, good Negan.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna help you with these keys. I just found them on the floor. Looks like I'm trying to get away.
He's such a weird character. He's like an FBI agent. And I kid you not, if you guys are listening to this and you haven't seen this movie, watch it. That's exactly how he talks the whole entire movie.
You guys trying to escape? I'm gonna catch you. Thanks for saving my life. Here's the keys. Enjoy.
He was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. This is the first time you heard this for the first time?
I did like him, but I like him as an actor, but it was just a weird choice. Whatever. 4 for action for me. 4, 4, 5. Storyline. Okay, here we go. Storyline, Alex. This is the part that I really want to know what you guys think. So, Alex, what are your thoughts?
I enjoyed the storyline. I mean, this is why I gave it kudos. For a video game movie, they took the aspects of the video game. They made it their own. And I thought it worked. I literally thought it worked. Now, the beginning, again, it threw me off. I didn't know what the hell I was watching until I started to watch it. And it worked. And I said, you know what? Great. I gave it a 4. I was really into the movie. I thought it was fun. The ending was great. I thought, I like how the personality of George came back and he did the fucking sign. I thought that was really funny. And he was like, no, George. He was like, that's kind of funny, buddy. Like, I thought that whole thing was kind of funny. So yeah, with that said, I thought it had everything. It had heart. It had action. It was fun adventure, to be really honest with you. And I didn't see no, I mean, there's flaws, but honestly, like, you could put that shit to the side and enjoy this movie for what it was. So I gave it a 4. I thought it was great.
All right, Scott, what do you got?
I enjoyed it. But it was 2 for okay. It was a decent story, but story's not what I'm here for in this movie. I'm here to see a bunch of giant fucking mutated things destroy the shit out of everything, and The Rock to be there like, back up, boy, like, you know. So that's what I'm here for. So the story was not the strong suit, but it was like a mixture of like Jurassic Park and King Kong put together. Even the name of the company made me want to say engine, even though it was Energine or whatever the hell
Energina.
The
name
of it was.
Energina.
To prove Nate's point earlier about The Rock wearing nothing but tan, I was watching it with a friend of mine, and she goes, "Wait, where's Kevin Hart?" And I was like, "This isn't Jumanji." No.
Jumanji movies. That's true. Jungle Cruise. He wears tan the whole time.
But yeah, it's a 2.
Okay. All right. You know what? I actually agree with Scott. I gave it a 2 as well. Now, hear me out.
Nice.
I understand. I don't, Alex, where I will give this credit, and I do see your point. They took a movie that has nothing. The game. They took a game that has no storyline. There is no story. There's like, it's just it's an arcade game. You just put in quarters and push the buttons and smash stuff. There's no this company is developing this stuff. Like, they had to make it all up like from scratch. You know what I mean? And for that, they came up with a story that you can follow, right? Like, these people are bad. These people are good. These things get mutated. We got to stop it. However, it's also super thin. Like, there's not, like, they did the minimum to have that. So while I agree that I think this is I enjoyed it. I thought it was entertaining for a lot of aspects. The story's probably the weakest part. Is like, okay, this plot is not, it's generic. I've seen it. Or I've seen elements of, like, it's a bunch of elements of other monster movies put all into one. You know what I mean? But it's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to like hurt my overall feelings towards the movie. I just think that the story's kind of whatever.
I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
Not to argue or nothing. I respect what you're saying. But if you had to put Rampage up against Resident Evil 1, which one would you go with?
As far as video game like adaptations?
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, taking it, making it its own original.
Well, I think Resident Evil 1, I also don't like the story in because they changed everything from the game. I don't remember giving that a high score. So, I mean, but if I had to take one, I think this one makes more sense for the property that it's in. So probably this. Yeah, probably this. Because Resident Evil 1 is like really weird for what should have been simple. They did the opposite. What should have been simple, they made complicated. And here, what could have been too complicated, they made simple. But it is simple at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, but either way, okay, overall, Scott, what's your total for the movie as a whole? Like, over, not total points, just overall score.
Oh, 3. It was very good. Definition of a popcorn movie. I'll probably pick it up on 4K when I find it on sale.
Very nice. Alex, what do you got?
I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great film. I enjoyed myself. I have fun. I will watch this again. And you know what's funny? San Andreas, I'm always watching. For some damn reason, I think it's top 3.
It's a comfort
disaster movie.
A comfort disaster movie.
It is. It's one of those movies like you have Day After Tomorrow. You got San Andreas.
2012.
I mean, it's just, and then you got Twister, right? Or Twisters. If you're into the newest one, you'll say Twisters. But Twister, right? Those are the 4 big disaster films that you could sit down and you could watch. Oh, and Geostorm for me. Like, I can watch those over and over. I love my Geostorm. Gerard Butler all day. So, so with that said, yeah, I thought, look, this movie was fun. Like I said, I had everything going for me. So I gave it a 4.
All right. I gave it a 3 as well. I think it's good. I have this on 4K. It looks great. Sounds great. I guess. I don't know. I don't have like a big system, but sounded loud on my TV. I'm a fan of The Rock, so I own it. And I'm happy. I think it is, I would put it as a watchable crap, in my opinion, because the storyline is so and the characters are very like whatever, but it's fun. I enjoyed watching it. The middle part, it gets a little too talky. Like, I wish there was a little more monster destruction, but the end makes up for it, I think, on the whole. Like, you, when the movie's over, you're like, all right, I liked that. I liked that third act. That was fun. And I had a good, so overall, I think it's a good time of a movie. I gave it a 3. And Alex, I think you are now, again, not only do you like The Rock, I think you now like monster movies too, because you, you, you enjoyed most of these movies we reviewed this month. You like Pacific
Rim? Well, like I said before, like, I don't do the Scott, and I don't go in and just start hating giving orange all over the place.
The Scott. Right?
The Scott. I don't do the Scott.
Scott.
Yeah, that's the Scott.
Hey, I cried when the monkey died, okay? Well, when I thought he died, I cried. I should have seen it.
So you hold that off. You didn't even tell us that until now. But the thing is like, look, for my thing is like when we sit down and we review, and I said this before, it, like every time we review a movie, I really have to sit down and really be honest. Like I can't be very like negative going, oh, this is the one because I hated it when I first saw it. And then I hate it now. No, I have to really sit through and see if I enjoy these damn things.
Yeah.
Now.
So you like monster movies now.
I enjoy them for what they are now. Yes, I do. But yes. You know, it's funny. Like, if you ask me Godzilla, King of the Monsters, or this one, I might say it's kind of a tie, but this one might go more for me.
I don't even like Godzilla, King of the Monsters that much.
Yeah. Ooh. I might go this one in terms of like that one, or I didn't like New Empire. Pacific Rim. Yeah, I like that one a lot. I like Pacific Rim a lot. But anyway, I would get this on 4K, like I said, that Scott said.
Y'all could probably get it for, I'm sure it'll be $10. If it's not already, it will be.
I think it's probably on Groove for cheap all the time, I think.
You could Groove it in my pocket.
Or Mercari. They probably got people probably getting rid of this thing like crazy just because it's average, but it's good average. You know what I mean?
Where the Steelbook at?
Yeah, there is a Steelbook for this.
The Steelbook George.
There is a Steelbook for this. I used to have it and I got rid of it and now I have it in regular. But yes. Okay. What's your total points, Scotty boy? What do you got?
My total points is a 16 out of 25.
16, Alex?
A 23?
Hey, Alex, love you. Rampage.
A 23. All you know, it's funny. We haven't done much video game adapt stuff.
Yeah.
Like we're doing some, we did Doom, right?
We did a month of it. And I think there's going to be a future month. And this was supposed to be Monster Hunter, by the way. And I moved it off the schedule because of the Godzilla. That's also a video game monster.
But what I will say is that this movie so far, like if we had to rank the movies that we did so far as video games, this one has to be the best one.
Wow, so, okay. You really that enjoyed I enjoyed. That's fair. I got a 17. It's good. I think this is a good, like, fine action movie. I don't love it. It's not like if I did a Rock hierarchy, it's not towards the top, but I feel like it's firmly in the middle. I think he has worse movies than this, even though I might like him, but I think he has better movies than this as well. All right. So as far as what we got coming up next week, Rise of Skywalker, we're wrapping up the Star Wars sequel trilogy with another controversial entry with the Rise of Skywalker. And then guess what? It's August. So it's a brand new month. And you know what that means? A new theme. Here are the movies. Now, I'm going to have Scott guess what the theme is between what ties them together. Alex, don't say anything because I've told you them. The movies are Upgrade, Swordfish. Okay. Jumper. Okay. And Nobody. What do you think is the theme that ties those four movies together? Upgrade, Swordfish, Jumper, and Nobody.
I don't know why I laugh when you
say with a hard W. That's why.
Yes.
Swordfish. I mean, are they all, does it have to do with like computer technology somehow?
Got
some type of sci-fi action?
This is the month that the theme is so. So every other month, like this month was monsters, the other one martial arts, this one was a theme that's so unique because I just wanted to do four random movies. All of these movies have one word titles.
Oh, shit. How did I not get that? God damn it.
Yeah, one word titles.
Upgrade, Swordfish, Jumper, Nobody. They like, as far as stories, they're nothing to do with each other at all. I mean, although you made a good point, Upgrade and Swordfish are very technological films. But yeah, so we're going to be seeing some Upgrade. Alex, have you seen Upgrade?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, I've seen that one. I think I've seen it once.
Love Swordfish. That movie.
So that's the Hugh Jackman and John Travolta.
Yep.
Yes, that's Angelina's favorite movie.
Ooh, so okay, well Angelina's gonna get excited to be watching some Swordfish.
That's the one that he gets the BJ while trying to get the break into the network, right?
Does one where Halle Berry show her boobies
for the first time ever? Yes, that was. They
paid her like $20 million for each boob.
It was I think it was like $50,000 or $100,000 extra for one scene. All right, Jumper.
That's a good budget.
Have you seen Jumper?
No.
Okay, so that stars our boy, Anakin Skywalker himself, Hayden Christensen, as well as Jamie Bell, and I think Samuel Jackson's in that movie too. And then Nobody, which I know you have seen and weren't crazy about the first time you watched
it. Yeah, I remember watching it once, but I know it's going to be a discussion. I'll watch it again, but I'm just saying once.
We are also set up to have guests on three of those four movies, so we'll see if they show up or not. So I'm not even going to say who they are yet. But anyway, Rise of Skywalker and August, the theme of movies with one word titles.
Nice. All right, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys. Subscribe, listen to the entire podcast there, leave comments. And of course, you can follow, take us on the go with YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa, and that is our intern, Scott. Thank you so much for joining, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Till next time, be awesome to each other and geek out.